You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke DeVard, and you are listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. Now, natural deodorant is such a hot topic. I have tried maybe 14 different brands of natural deodorant. So I have tried Schmidt's, and it's a really good natural deodorant. They have a rose and peppercorn that I really like. I've tried Milk and Honey. I've tried Each and Every, and they're all lovely, but I still somehow can't seem to convert to natural deodorant full time. Now, I haven't tried Native, but we had this discussion on the Instagram account for the show, Naked Beauty Planet, and so many of you love and swear by Native. A lot of you also love Mega Babe Rosy Pits. That deodorant came up all of the time. But so many of you said that you love the $15 Kosas Chemistry AHA Serum Deodorant. So I knew that when I had Kosas founder Sheena on the podcast, I had to ask her about it. She says you need to use it really liberally. And the thing that she brought up, which a lot of you said, is that it really does help to lighten the skin on your armpits as well. And I know a lot of us, me included, you know, have darker skin on our armpits. So that's really interesting when you think about the AHAs and how that works. But she gets into that in this clip. You'll also hear more about my natural deodorant struggle and why I keep crawling back to my Donna Karan Cashmere Mist. And you'll hear how Sheena developed Kosas Chemistry. So enjoy this bonus clip. I want to hear all about the natural deodorants you're loving. You can always DM me on Naked Beauty Planet. All right, enjoy. We have to talk about your natural deodorant, the Kosas Sport, which I've shared with you. I was a Donna Karan Cashmere Mist addict, and I'm now trying to get on the natural deodorant train, but Kosas Sport has been the only one so far that works for me. I still have to be honest with you, Sheena. I am dipping back into my toxic ways. I'm dipping back into the Donna Karan from time to time. Because natural deodorant, it's a category that you can get disheartened because you'll try a bunch of things and they don't work. So tell me why you developed that product and why Kosas Sport is kind of different.
I mean, yeah, they are. And they, like the, I'll, here, let me tell you what I think about natural deodorant. I also was a Donna Karan Cashmere Mist addict. I've been using that deodorant since I was 15, and that was the only one that I would use. I have, like, I don't know if it's my hormones or like the way that my body metabolizes fat or what it is, or it's probably the way that my body metabolizes protein in my underarms. I have extremely strong BO, like very, very strong. And Donna Karan Cashmere Mist, like, is so incredible. It's like this powdery thing. It's this amazing texture. It really is the only thing that would not actually thought it was my natural scent. And like, they would smell it and think like, that's just the smell of me. And I was really dedicated to like understanding the deal with BO. And what I, for the most part, was I wasn't seeing a lot of active ingredients. Like, the thing about Donna Karan Cashmere Mist is that it has aluminum. Aluminum is very effective, you know, when it comes to BO and sweat. So if we're not going to have that, like, we can't obviously replace it with something like coconut oil. Like, that's not going to help the issue. And if anything, I think what oils really are good at is trapping scent. So they trap that BO like right in your clothes. and then there's this, they stay there forever. And it's just, and then it gets, every time you wear that same shirt, it gets reactivated, like a little heat. And like, here's the BO again. And it's, I'm like, I just got out of the shower. Like, what is this? I can't, but I wanted to find a solution to what I ended up doing. Here's where I was at in my life. I would wear Donna Karan cashmere mist if I had to go somewhere, be around people, or like do anything in public. Outside of that, I just smelled like I would just wear nothing and I just had BO and I lived with it. That was probably a mistake because my marriage ended. I met with like other things, like different kinds of essential oil, baking soda, which like gave me a crazy rash, you know, acids like citrus, stuff like that. I heard rumblings through a Reddit thread about people putting AHAs on their armpits. And so they were using like different kinds of AHA toners or like liquid AHAs. So I did it too. I tried that. I had an AHA toner. I put it on a thing and I put it on my armpit and it actually helped. It didn't, like that AHA toner didn't completely cut my BO, but it was noticeably different. And so I was like, okay, this is actually doing something for me. Why is that? And so I started to understand the pH of the armpit and it's a very good pH for bacteria to proliferate. And they're smelly bacteria. So the AHA was kind of lowering it outside of that range. So it wasn't such an awesome environment anymore. And so I got really specific, like which AHA, what pH, how much of them do we want to put in there? What do we want to kind of add, you know, mix in here to be like soothing to counteract the acids? What's the threshold? Like what, you know, what concentration? Because we do want to put this on every day. It's a daily use item. So it took a bunch of experimentation and so much armpit sniffing, like the amount of armpit sniffing, I can't tell you, until we landed on chemistry. And it's so exciting for me because I wear it and I don't have BO. The thing it will never do for you, it's not an antiperspirant. So if you need to like wear a silk top and not sweat, then you got to go back to the Donna Karan cashmere mist. But if you want to not have BO on other days, then chemistry is it. And I smell like myself, like I can actually smell what my own natural scent is. And it's nice. I love it. Your own scent without BO is fantastic.
I love that. And then there's the added benefit, if I understand correctly, that the AHAs also help to lighten darkness under the arms, because I have a ton of darkness under my arms too.
Yes, I did too, because your underarms are a very hormony place. That's why they grow hair. It's like your upper lip. It's like very affected, and your like areolas. Like these are places that are very affected by hormones. So they can get pigmented, hyperpigmented, because like that happens when your hormones fluctuate. And AHAs are very helpful with that. So it's like added bonus skincare for your armpits.
I love it. Okay. I'm going to keep going with it. Once my Donna Karan cashmere mist runs out, I'm not going to buy it again. So that's what I've told myself.
Yeah. Like I have a little backup and then you buy it once every 5 years. Sorry, Donna Karan. but you have to apply liberally. Like if you're going to use chemistry, really like get it on there, get a good amount on there. Cause what you'll see is that it'll really change the pH of your pit, you know, over the course of a few days. And then it stays changed for, you know, if you skip a day, like you still don't have BO and then you apply again, but you have to apply it liberally.
Okay. Love that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.